Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, September 29th, 2022, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Futures markets are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures pointing down 1.1%. This follows mixed trading in Asian markets and early lower trading in European markets. The US 10-year is up 15 basis points, yielding 3.86%. The dollar is up against the euro, pound and yen. Oil, gold and industrial metals broadly down, with cryptocurrencies up. Market sentiment is deteriorating after the brief reprieve in the prior session. Better risk sentiment attributed to yesterday's Bank of England gilt buying operation, which exerted strong downward pressure on yields. Oversold conditions, depressed sentiment and positioning indicators also were cited for the bounce. However, still a lot of scepticism the rally will be sustained. On the data front, New Zealand September ANZ business confidence was negative but above prior month, and Spain September preliminary CPI was below consensus and month ago. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have weekly initial jobless claims, weekly continuing claims, Q2 GDP chain price and Q2 GDP second revision, followed by weekly EIA natural gas inventories. In corporate news, Reuters reports that Philip Morris isn't considering terminating its bid for Swedish Match. In an interview, the Philip Morris CEO says the company could decide to hold a majority stake in Swedish Match. Variety has reported the Warner Brothers Discovery chairman and CEO as stating, "We are not for sale." A source tells Variety that in a town hall today, responding to a question from an employee, the company CEO and chairman told the company's staff that Warner Brothers Discovery has everything it needs to be successful. On today's earnings calendar, we have CarMax due to report before the open, with Nike and Micron Technology due to report after close. Asian equities traded mixed on Thursday, with a bright opening faded over the day, with China markets turning sharply lower in the afternoon session. Japanese markets gapped higher at the open but didn't progress. Australia markets surged on energy and mining stocks. Greater China higher in the morning before a sharp downturn in the afternoon. Taiwan and South Korea higher but well off their peaks. Southeast Asia mixed and India reversing opening gains. China is reportedly preparing more policy support for Q4. Xinhua cited comments from Premier Li Qiangcha at a working panel on economic stabilization for Q4, calling for solid efforts to carry out the country's policies aimed at stabilizing economic recovery. Bloomberg reports that the PBOC issued a strongly worded statement on Wednesday to warn against speculation after the yuan fell to its lowest level versus the dollar since 2008. The statement said, "Do not bet on a one-way appreciation or depreciation of the yuan, as losses will definitely be incurred in the long term." And Nikkei cited a draft of Prime Minister Kishida's policy speech to be delivered to Parliament on 3 October, showing plans to provide private sector relief for rapid increases in electricity bills as part of broader stimulus measures to be detailed in October. European markets are trading lower this morning, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC and German DAX all showing losses. Bloomberg reports that the US administration is worried over the potential spillover effects from the UK's economic program and is working with the IMF to apply pressure on PM Truss's team to dial back the tax cuts. Truss has not yet made any public statement on the turmoil in UK assets, which saw the Bank of England intervene in the gilt market on Wednesday. And the EU is said to strengthen its defences as a worst-case energy scenario approaches. This includes the 3 leaks in the 2 Nord Stream pipelines close to the Danish islands, expected to last until Sunday. EU policymakers suggesting a stronger defence of EU energy infrastructure is required, as any disruption of flows from Norway would send the EU into a deep recession. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Thursday, September 29th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.